Welcome back to Lifeline on Near FM 90.3. My name is Michael Sullivan and I'm going to be with you for the next hour or so. Now on the line I have Shane Brannigan and he is with Blossom Ireland. Good morning, Shane. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely delighted. Shane, two things. First of all, will you explain to us what Blossom Ireland is and tell us all about your new campaign?
Absolutely. So Blossom Ireland is an organisation that supports young people with intellectual disabilities and their families. So what that actually means is we provide trainings and courses to these young people that help them with just a variety of topics. So practical skills and more soft skills, employability and college-related skills. We really cover kind of a wide array of areas. We also now, because of obviously what's happened in the last year and a half, we've moved all those courses online and now operate Ireland's first and only fully accessible blended learning platform, which means that we now have this platform that basically does not exist anywhere else in the country, where we can actually cater to young people with intellectual disabilities and meet them where they're most comfortable, whether it's their, you know, their school, their home, and work with them to ensure that they're learning properly. So as for the campaign that we're running now is called Just Like You, and it's our first ever national messaging campaign. And the fundamental point of it is to raise awareness around issues facing the intellectual disability community, but then to more importantly, remind people that someone with an intellectual disability is really no different than anyone else. They might, you know, not be able to attend school the same or work the same, but that's not because of them. That's really because of us, because as a society, we've designed our society and structured it so that we're basically excluding people with any sort of disability. So the idea of the campaign is really to raise awareness around that and show people that someone with an intellectual disability is just like you, more or less just the same as anyone else.
Now, I have to say, I actually love the name of the campaign.
Because, oh, brilliant.
Because I think it actually just hits it the nail on the head, as they say. You know, why should we treat someone any different?
I absolutely agree. You know, and that's the issue that many people in our community do face. You know, there's people feel they need to be treated differently, that they're fundamentally different, that maybe they aren't able to learn or work as someone like you and I, but that's absolutely not the case. And what we've been able to find with this blended learning platform that we've rolled out is that as long as you make, you know, education or work just that much more accessible, then there's no issue, then there is no barrier, then someone with intellectual disability can learn, can work, and can experience life just like you or I. And it's about us as society making those necessary changes and ensuring that we're not disenfranchising those with disabilities.
Yeah, I remember years ago, I'm a butcher by trade.
Oh, right.
And I remember years ago, a young lad with some intellectual disabilities came in and he trained with us. He became an apprentice butcher. And he worked along with us. Now he had certain issues that, you know, he needed certain supports, and once they were given, fine. He was a lovely lad, and we treated him just like everybody else. Understood that he needed certain supports, as they say, but other than that, grand, no problem. But I know a lot of other people kind of saying, oh, you know, I'm not sure about allowing somebody in there with a knife and things like that, you know, and just,
yeah, exactly. And there's, you know, we make changes. We, you know, cater to people of all types in workplaces and life. You know, if you have an employee that is dealing with say mental health issues, they need to take some time off, or you know, they need to do a reduced workload. We have no problem as a society catering to something like that. And while obviously mental health issues are fundamentally different from having a disability. It's the same idea that we're making these changes, that we're making exceptions for people, because we recognize that every single individual in the world comes with their own baggage and comes with just something personal that everyone else should, you know, acknowledge, should accept and respect. And it's the same thing here. Someone with an intellectual disability might just need to have their communications given in a slightly different way, or they might need to be instructed about their job in a slightly different way. But that's really it. You know, everyone has something, and this is just their something.
Indeed, and you know, you mentioned people with disability. This same thing and this same campaign could be run for people with disabilities too, because how many times I've seen somebody in a wheelchair, and somebody goes over to talk, and instead of talking to the person in the wheelchair, they talk to whoever's might be pushing the wheelchair, or is with the person with the wheelchair. Oh, did she find it too hot, or would she like a drink? Instead of asking the person themselves, I find that so frustrating.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. That's one of our courses that we rolled out over the last year is called Assertiveness, and it's about helping our participants just develop the ability to kind of speak up and interject themselves in those situations when they are being a bit overlooked. Because unfortunately, it does happen, and it will keep happening in certain situations. And we want to be able to give our participants the verbal tool set, you know, the skills to come forward and say, actually, no, sorry, this is what I want, or this is how I feel. We've seen a great deal of success with it as well. So it's really brilliant to be able to see them, you know, speaking up for themselves in those situations.
Yeah, and there's quite a you know, there's quite a lot of people in this country that are living with intellectual disabilities. I think what is it, around 66,000 or so.
Yeah, it's I believe the last formal census count was 66,500, just over. But that number has increased over each census, so I imagine that it is probably closer to around 70,000 now.
And only about 15% of those people are actually employed.
Yeah, to be honest, it's probably slightly under the 15%. But yeah, it's a staggering statistic when you consider it. But yeah, out of that pool of roughly 70,000 people, just under 15% are actually actively employed, meaning the unemployment rate for our community is over 85%.
And the frustrating thing about that is that if we could get more people employed, it would help their own mental health and their own health, their health in general. Would be so much better, and we could actually save so much money by actually letting these people work.
Absolutely. Sure, we even in Blossom Ireland, we have three former participants that are a member of our team, and they provide such an insight that we can't. They work on our team as peer mentors with participants that are coming through our programs now, and they're unreal. Just the insight and support that they can give us, that they can give our other participants, is unparalleled. And we'd really be lost without them. So absolutely, you know, from our own experience, and then obviously just knowing these people and understanding, there's no reason that they can't work and have a job, you know. It just doesn't make any sense, really.
And the other thing is that it's amazing how they view when you say something or they see something, how if you look and see how they view it and how they see it, and it can actually open your eyes to things, that they view things in different ways. They have a different way of seeing things, a different way of understanding things. And suddenly you go, I never even thought of that.
That's it. You always hear people in HR and talent recruitment talking about diversifying your workplace and having a wide array of backgrounds, so that you have an array of viewpoints. But
that obviously doesn't usually mean people with disabilities or people with intellectual disabilities, but it's absolutely the case. They will, just fundamentally because of their background, because of their experience, will have a different set of views and process information a little bit differently, and then therefore bring a whole new set of viewpoints and opinions to the table that you would be lacking otherwise. So it's really in anyone's benefit to actually have people from our community on their team, to have just a more diverse group, you know?
Indeed, because I worked in the retail business for many years with one of the large supermarkets. And we often had young people with intellectual disabilities working with us. And in some of the stores, the only way I can explain it is they were star performers. Their interaction with the customer, they just put a smile on people's faces. They were just so so full of life, so full of love and happiness. The people coming in just felt, the customer felt so much better. And they always had a hello and how are you doing, and how are things for everybody. It was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder, you know, what's wrong with us, that we're not just as accepting and as open and as willing to make friends and make connections. So maybe, you know, we can actually learn something from our community as well.
Indeed, and I'm sitting here and I'm feeling, I'm feeling a bit ashamed of myself, because I'm talking about this and I'm saying, am I being demeaning to somebody by saying, you know, oh, how they were just so nice and there were things. And I said, what's the meaning about saying somebody is nice? They were actually brilliant, and you couldn't employ somebody. If you went out and you tried to employ somebody as a greeter, you know, coming into a store, because, you know, there's some of the big American companies like Walmart do this all the time. You know, they employ retired people to be greeters at the door for people coming in to say, good morning, how are you doing, and so forth.
Yeah.
But you couldn't employ somebody as good as some of the young people that I've come across, that they're just so, I haven't even the words to express how they make you feel when you meet them.
We very often find that as well, that people from our community are just, you're just kind of almost more of a happier human being, and obviously that's not always the case, but just so many of our participants are just so optimistic and so motivated and so driven that it rubs off on you. You can't help but feel positively when you're working alongside them.
Indeed, and I say that the more we get people out working, the more that they will have on the community, and the more we'll understand ourselves as well. But I always bring things back to money, and I have to say, we'll save ourselves a lot of money if we have allowed these people who are able to work. It'll do their mental health well. We won't have to spend so much money on different types of carers and all that sort of thing, because they'll be out there, they'll be happy, and they'll be working.
Yeah, and you know, that would be ideal to have just more participants from our community out and involved and active. And it's, at the end of the day, for us, it's not even about the money necessarily. It's just to allow our community to have a more active and fulfilling lifestyle. And unfortunately, at the moment, the way society's set up, we're not enabling that to happen.
Yeah, and you know, I wasn't even dreaming about the money that they could earn, because I think that they can, it's nice that they can get a few bob. I'm talking about the money that we can save It is, you know, as for our health system, because if you have somebody who's left at home, and hasn't got something to occupy themselves the whole time, you know, keep their mind going, that causes so many other issues. You know, and I'm not only mental, but also health-wise, physical health-wise, it causes issues.
Yeah, no, it can do, which is one of the reasons we, through our programs, are looking to just help our participants pursue what they want to pursue, whether it's to become a chef, to go into higher level education, to find some sort of meaningful employment that really connects with them and resonates with them. Whatever it is, because as you said, when you feel more fulfilled in life, and when you have something to look forward to every day, it just, and not even for a member of our community, for anyone in general, you feel happier, you feel more driven and more fulfilled, and that's fundamentally what we're trying to give to our participants, the opportunity to live that life like any of the rest of us, and to feel fulfilled, and to live independently.
And tell me this, how can our listeners support you, not only in this campaign, but going forward?
Absolutely. So there's a number of ways. Obviously, you know, we are a charity at the end of the day, and we do rely on the generosity of companies and individuals. So what would obviously mean a lot to us and our community would be anyone that would take the time to go to blossomireland.ie, maybe read a bit more about our programs and what we do, what our mission is. And if you are able, there is a donate button there on the website, and we would deeply, deeply appreciate any contributions. Aside from that, we are running our Just Like You campaign for the rest of the month of December. So do keep an eye on our social media channels, because every other day we'll be sharing just some really good information about our community. So for anyone that maybe isn't able to donate, but just wants to make themselves more aware, wants to become a bit more of an activist, definitely keep an eye on our social media channels, because we are sharing some very good quality information about just some of the issues facing our community. And hopefully we'll raise that much bit more awareness.
And I take it, if there are any companies out there, any businesses out there that would like to support someone in employment, they could also contact yourselves.
Absolutely, we'd be only delighted to hear from you. We do as well. In early 2022, we will be rolling out a new program on our platform that is actually designed for companies. So we're going to be looking to work with employers that are looking to make a difference, that are looking to make their workplaces more accessible and more equitable. So early 2022, we will have that program ready to go, and we'll be happy to work with virtually any employer, small or large, that's looking to have a more equitable workplace.
Shane, thank you very much for coming on and chatting with us this morning, and hopefully maybe in early, as we say, 2022, we'll have you on again, and we'll chat about the program for employers, and we'll get the word out there for you as well. But for the moment, thank you for coming on, and have a great Christmas.
Brilliant. Michael, thanks so much. Really appreciated.
No problem.
And happy Christmas to you as well.
All the best. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, there we go. That was Shane Brannigan, and he is from Blossom Ireland, and they've just launched a new campaign called Just Like You. And that campaign is to bring more awareness to people living with intellectual disabilities.